Let's go for Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer checking in on this Tuesday evening, February 6, 2024. This podcast, all things K-State, Project Podcast, is all about all things K-State. Good gosh. All right, getting straight on into it. Postcast reaction to what happened almost 24 hours ago last night. Checking in this game around the 15-minute mark in the second half of this game. We gave it no chance. None of us, me, myself, Alex Aiden, and several others, will be upfront about it. Gave us no chance, and you'd be stupid enough to kid yourself that, oh, we had a chance in this game. But hey, it's a rivalry game, and we always seem majority of the time to get Kansas at home. We did it again for a second straight year, getting KU, fourth-ranked Kansas, in overtime last night, 75-70 in a thriller of a game, which had some 13-14 lead changes in this basketball game back in Manhattan, Kansas. And I have, first off, and I know I'm going off reaction, which this is reaction to the postcast, reaction postcast edition, but look, man, I have bashed, and for good reason, consideration bashed Tyler Perry for majority of this season there. He put the team on his back last night, and he made some shots where you're like, oh my goodness, out of thin air. But he made it happen, and this team, for whatever reason, can somewhat bring the magic out of the rabbit hat and bring it down in overtime. Amazing stat for Jerome Tang, continues to run in overtime, still unbeaten overtime, and only still three losses at home in a short time here in Manhattan, Kansas, Jerome Tang. But his team found a way to stay with it. And for once, I know they got BYU twice in a matter of 2 weeks, beginning this Saturday in Provo. We'll talk about a game later down the week, but you got to talk about this team here. 26 points for Perry, a season high for Tyler Perry in this game. 8 of those came in the extra frame there as K-State needed to have this game and got it done. Yes, got it done in this game and to a sold-out crowd in Bramble Coliseum, over 11,000-plus. Boy, we got to give another shout to K-State Nation showing out despite the lack of intensity that this men's basketball team has really, come to show off here in the last several games. You would have thought, he's like, oh gosh, what's going to happen now? This team, they're going to throw it in the bag early, but this is Kansas and my time out there in Manhattan. And obviously, if it was K-State alum, fans going to show up for the game no matter what. It's just the way it is when these two teams come crashing down in Bramble Coliseum. It did again. You can feel the intensity, especially in the second half of this game. And in the later frames, you thought, oh gosh, Tyler Perry can come up with a magical thing, and next thing you know, comes up and has a bad play, just like the final seconds of that game. You thought, oh, Kansas is going to come out of here, pull it out. But they did not. Kansas forced overtime in this game, and Jerome Tang and his boys went to work in the lecture frame there and got a couple of guys, and them KU guys fouled out of this game. KG Adams was one of them. Dickinson was the other. And K-State needed this game and pulled it out. Now, back to 500 in conference play. 15-8, and now you have a larger test. You gotta try to find something on the road, in which they have not played very well in this basketball game. But Tyler Perry played all the minutes in this game, staying on him 45 minutes in this game. Jerome Tang 26-3 in conference play. That includes at home in conference play, which includes a 12-2 record. Incredible. And Cam Carter, 19 points. Kaluma, your big three, showed up, 13 points in this game. Carter, 19 there as well. in the basketball game there as well. Jerome Tangs did speak with Scott Van Pelt afterwards. And the game was on national television there. Once again, it lived up to the billing. As remember last year, Keontae Johnson, the slam jam there, the getting last stop, the crowd went nuts there in the student section, all that charged floor. Well, kudos to, oh my goodness, kudos to, man, I am to Dream. Here we go, Dream Down. For those that don't know, this is the Pro Project Podcast postcast. Kansas State upset KU last night, 75-70, Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri. But yeah, Dream Dowling, give kudos to him. Telling. It was like less than 30 seconds to go in this basketball game. Telling the students, and it was directing, saying, do not charge the field. And it was at this very time, it was at this very time last year that the same game, Kansas, where Jerome Tang told the students a big time speech. Told them that we expect to win. Don't act like we ain't been there before. We expect to win. That's what they did there. And kudos to Jerome Dowling and his directing there. Stay in the stands. We will come to you. And that's what Jerome Tang and the players did there. Wow. Incredible stuff there by this team. We've seen it from them all year long. Every time they're going overtime, they just find ways to win basketball games. Women's basketball has done that. Well, not necessarily in overtime, but we've seen them do it in regulation. Miss basketball team, back against the wall, need to have it, got it. And only one question remains, and we will talk about that later on in the week there. Can they figure things out on the road? I know they got a big win early on in the year, but can they figure things out as we move on forward? And again, it doesn't get any easier as they play BYU in Provo, ranked 21st in the country. And K-State, they fought tooth and nail, hung with KU the entire way. They're only trailing by two at the break. And of course, K-State, they were leading by four, leading in regulation, and KU comes back and ties it up. Very fortunate that KU didn't let KU win a game in regulation. But K-State outscored KU 11-6 in the extra frame there to seal the deal there for them as well. Diddy Ames added 6, McNair 6, Gasson 6, also played. Jarrell Corbett also played in this game as well. K-State shooting 41% from the field, 34% from downtown, 69% from the charity stripe in this basketball game as K-State hangs on, upsets KU for the second straight time in overtime. that's incredible. Incredible stuff there as well. So, yeah, man, you got to give it to this team. They can pull it has been one of those years where, you know, they can make you pull your hair out at many times, especially late last night where you could have just ended the game right there, but you turned the basketball over. That's one of the things this team has to clean. If there's anything, well, there is a couple of things still, but if there's anything that is really glaring for this team, it is the turnovers. It just pulls your hair out, if you have any left, as we enter this home stretch here of games where K-State's going to have to find a way to win these games. But all the turnovers, KU had, 20 points off turnover, something like that. Whew. You know, they have to, at some point, they have to shorten up the turnovers. Somehow, some way, shorten the turnovers. Quit letting the other team get a handful of buckets when it comes to that point. But absolutely, we can't rain on this win enough there. This is a huge win for this basketball team moving forward. And yeah, as we check, we better check the standings here before we go off the air. It's the Pro Project Podcast Postcast Edition. Eddie Greer the third here for you guys here. Houston back a game ahead of Baylor, Texas Tech, Iowa State. Baylor, Tech State, Iowa State locked up for a three-way tie for second. Now you have KU with the first four-loss team there. And then TCU right there. Kansas State now smack in the middle of this conference. And they face off against BYU. BYU is 500 in the conference play. Yeah, they are 21st ranking. But they're 500 in conference play with a 4-4 record. K-State 5-5. So again, K-State, you go in here. You have BYU twice. You still have that Iowa State looming at home that we're all anxious to find out and get. Yeah, BYU, you have West Virginia, BYU twice. I think another team's in there. I don't know. I think West Virginia, you still have West Virginia coming to Bramlage as well as I looked up there as ESPN pulled up that graph last night. So a lot of basketball left there. And K-State, they can gain some ground here down the stretch. Can they? This is one of those games where you can have some momentum building, a momentum builder, or you can take another two steps back for this basketball team. But Tyler Perry, 26 points. Find a way to carry this team. Once again, for all sets of purposes, I think of his best game. And maybe his second best game was that road game, which K-State should have beat Oklahoma State. No, that was not Oklahoma State. Tech. Excuse me. That's Texas Tech. They should have beat Tech on the road there where Perry went off for a little bit. But Perry carried this team in the second half. No points. And second half, Perry showed up. It's been the theme all year long. With Tyler Perry for whatever reason, but it was the right time for Tyler Perry when the Cats needed him the most last night's basketball game. Again, K-State takes down Kansas last night, fourth-ranked Kansas last night, a huge quad one win at that, and now it's, let's see what happens next at BYU come this weekend. More on that contest. Hopefully, I'm hopeful to get a bonus with Alex this week. We'll see what happens later on in the week. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things Kansas State. Your first time listening to this podcast. Appreciate you for checking this episode out. Whenever you listen to this, the Pearl Project Podcast, all things Kansas State. Get it! Wherever podcasts are found, we are free and available whenever we do post content. We got content coming from, let's see, we talk tennis. I recorded a tennis pod. That's going to be pushed back another day. Track. I might leave track for tomorrow as we get this pod, as we get episodes cranking here throughout the week here. Big shout out to Alex Aiden, my co-host out there in San Diego, California. That's going to wrap up things up for right now for another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State. K-State winners upset KU again. In overtime again for the second straight season, 75-70 last night in OT in a loud Bramlage Coliseum. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer here in Manhattan, Kansas. Another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast in the books. We'll be talking to you guys throughout the rest of the week. Go Cats!